This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Talk New York sports with us, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The
Fan. WFAN. Yeah, let's get it, New York City. Specifically, the New York Yankees universe, Yankee fans. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. It was time to get right, man. Three-game win streak, game and series. A special night, a debut. You like jazz? Embrace the Martian, all that. All that. A little rainy out there. Shout out to you if you're still in the car driving back from Yankee Stadium. I am pumped up. Because we haven't had anything to be pumped up about. We haven't had anything to feel good about. 9 runs scored after 10 runs scored. And it's the Yankees doing the stomping out. It's the Yankees putting a young guy on the mound and getting results. Let the kids play. I repeat, let the kids play. It's a young man's game. Father Time is undefeated. Now stay with me. You just heard in the update, if you didn't hear earlier, DJ LeMahieu is done as a Yankee. My MVP, your MVP, DJL MVP. I used to say that on a podcast in 2019. I'm in here wearing my DJ jersey. Let me turn around for the live. I'm wearing my number 26 DJ jersey that I bought right after he signed. 6 years, $90 million. And if you listened to me last night, I was talking about how they're still paying Aaron Hicks, how they paid Josh Donaldson to go away. You know, Josh Donaldson made $6 million not being on the team after taking on that contract. I talked about if you're worth $7 billion, what's $7 million to you? And I'm not celebrating the end of DJ LeMahieu's career as a Yankee. I don't know. I did say last night if they cut him, nobody's picking him up. Maybe the Mets will. They picked up Pablo Reyes. We'll get to the Mets at some point later. The Mets game was postponed. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. But Yankee fans, call me up at 888-808-1019 and tell me how you feel this had to happen. I was a day early on Twitter because I had a tweet yesterday under the Yes Network's post where, or Yankees videos, SNY Yankees videos, where, you know, they talked about DJ LeMahieu didn't take the news of being moved to the bench. He didn't take it well. They said not great necessarily. That was Boone's quote. And I said he shouldn't be shocked. He'll get over it. He's not being cut. Yet, you knew this was coming, right? You had to shake the room. You knew this was coming, right? You had to get better. You couldn't stay stuck on stupid, playing jazz out of position. We did that last year, up to the World Series. Jazz is a second baseman. Now you're seeing sparkling defensive plays, double plays. You're seeing the product of them making a necessary change. and everybody's senses being heightened. Everybody looking around and saying, whoa, all right now, like, let's go. Let's go now. Somebody got fired. Somebody's career potentially ended. A guy that is quiet as kept, a guy that got a lot of grace. If you listened to me last night, I said, how come Brett Gardner didn't get that much grace? Maybe somebody heard me. Maybe somebody felt me. I was not wishing for, you know, the negative part of this. I'm not celebrating DJ LeMahieu's demise. What, I'm a Yankee fan. You're a Yankee fan. No, like, we need to win. It's time to get serious. And finally, the Yankees got serious with this move. 888-808-1019. Let the kids play. Yorbit Vivas. Viva la Yorbit. You know, he's back. And DJ, you know, we appreciate you, bro. I had tears in my eyes. Game 6, 2019, when he hit that homer. It sucks that Altuve had the buzzers on him, whatever, knew it. But, like, DJ, that was our guy. Go, DJ. That's my DJ. DJ, play the hits. La Machina, the machine with runners in scoring position. He will be remembered for his greatness. But he's turning 37. And he's not able to play third base. And putting him out there every day as the nine hitter, which, like, yeah, he was hitting a little bit better than he did last year, but putting him out there every day was weakening the defense, something that was supposed to be a part of this pivot, this philosophy change this year with the Yankees. So I had to start there and say, like, I'm not celebrating this. And, like, DJ didn't ask to be DFA'd. It was a decision that was made today, and it's a decision that tells me to make room. Help is on the way. They're going to make trades. They're going to bring some guys in. And there can't be any dead weight on the roster because of feelings and relationships and, oh, sentimental value. No. It's business. It's not personal. This is a team that has the opportunity to win the American League and go back to the World Series again where anything can happen. And you're seeing that now, right? Now you're seeing what Aaron Boone was telling him when he says, I still think you're one of the best teams, if not the best team in the league, whatever. When they play like that, when they hit like that, when they run the bases like that, when they put pressure on the other team in Yankee Stadium, it makes us all believe. When they lose six games in a row, twice, 2 6-game losing streaks in a month, we're like, what the hell is this? And we pick at everything. And you guys want to make Volpe the whipping boy. And you're getting mad at this guy and that guy, and this guy sucks, and this guy should be DFA and whatever. It's a better vibe when you see the Yankees get serious about their business. They shook the room. They told DJ LeMahieu, that is all, bro. Like, that is it. We're moving forward. You cannot help this team as a second baseman. We tried it. The offense was struggling. You were doing a little bit. We tried it. It's done. And look, man, look, Jazz. His second day at second base, he had to hit a second homer. Jazz is going crazy. Jazz, you want to tip your cap to Cashman for anything? The trade that he made last year to get Jazz. I know Augustin Ramirez is doing his thing with the Marlins. So what? He's on the Marlins. Like, Jazz is a star, the prince of the city. Jazz is a guy that is a major catalyst with this team. He is an elite defender at second base. And when he hits like that in the lineup, it's danger. And when you look at Dominguez at the top of the lineup, like, Dominguez is out there running like an NFL running back. And after he went 0 for 5, you knew Dominguez was going to get right tonight. The Martian has landed. It's time, folks. I got on Monday. I said, can we trade Trent Grisham? Can we? Hey, now would be the time, right? His value is higher than ever. Now would be the time, because you got to play Dominguez every day. He makes an impact. He's got an eye. He can work walks. When you see him hit like he did tonight, you're just reminded. Like, this is a young guy that's ready to play. This is a guy that's going to get consideration for American League Rookie of the Year. Three hits tonight, a ribby, a walk. And that shot of him running when Judge drove him in, he's a blur. You need that. It's a young man's game. Let the kids play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And speaking of kids, Cam Schlittler. I had no idea what to expect. I was not expecting good things. I thought he might get rocked. I had a caller last night that was telling me his stats from the minor leagues, and all I could say was, this is not the minor leagues. This is this kid's major league debut in the big ballpark in the Bronx. Shout out to his family and friends, the contingent that he had with posters that were in the stadium rooting him on. The Yes Network did an awesome job of showing them. You could tell they were emotional. It meant something to them. Like, that makes it special for all of us, man. And that kid shined tonight. 7 strikeouts. And like, he's facing the major league leader in homers in Cal Raleigh. He gets his first strikeout against the big dumper. He gets his last strikeout against the big. He can go home tonight. Dear Diary, in my debut, I struck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is awesome. And I know there's people that are going to say, oh, Boone took him out too soon. No. You got to protect the guy in his debut. You got to keep him clean. You got to protect him a little bit. He did give up a couple homers. You know, the Mariners used the short porch tonight. He did give up a couple homers. But when you score and you give a guy run support, we're all right. We're all right. The Yankees win 9-6. Belly keeps his hit streak going. And Belly's just hitting the ball on the ground hard. He doesn't have to hit homers. He's just finding holes in the defense. You love to see it. You love to see it. It seems like something has changed here. 3-game winning streak coming out of Flushing. They take the series. They hadn't had a 3-game win streak since the Royals June 12th. And now they're kind of righting the ship before the Cubs come into town. And I know we got another one with Stroman on the mound. Whatever. They took the series. Sweep them. Sweep them so I know it's real is what I like to say. But, like, everybody is getting involved. Everybody is doing things. The defense is tighter with Goldschmidt at first, with Chisholm at second, Volpe, and then, you know, Peraza. Peraza's even running into some luck. Julio Rodriguez. I don't know what's going on with Julio Rodriguez. We'll sidebar about him later. I was talking to Big Mac the other night. I was listening to his show. I sent him a couple things about Julio Rodriguez. We'll talk about him. But he bobbled one, gave Peraza a break. And Wells had 2 hits. And Goldie had a knock. And Judge drove in 2. And, you know, they're intentionally walking him. It's just a good night. If you went to the ballpark last night or tonight, call me up. We will play some audio from Brian Cashman as well. Shout out to Cash. Like I was saying, Cashman, he needed to pop out. When they're losing like this, we need to hear from you. And he did pop out. You know, Cashman will pop out. Leon Rose don't ever have to pop out. Leon Rose don't even have to pop out for Mike Brown's intro press conference. But Cashman popped out today. And he let us know today. And also, like, don't read too much into what Cashman says. In my opinion, he's playing the game. Like, shout out to the people at Latino Sports. I was at an event today for Latino Sports, and Brian Cashman sent a message over there, and they said that Brian Cashman couldn't be there because he had 3 meetings today around the trade deadline. So even in there, we're like, yo, what's going on? What's cooking up? This is before the news of DJ LeMay. They are working. Brian Cashman is working. They are working. Help is on the way. They're going to try and get some people. So Cashman spoke today, and I mean, you can read into it if you want, but I know that he speaks and he knows that the whole league is listening. So he talked today about the upgrades that the Yankees are looking for in the infield, the rotation, the bullpen, this and that. Let's hear from Brian Cashman earlier today.
I'm definitely going to be looking for upgrades if I can. It doesn't guarantee anything. It's the time of year now, so I'll be looking for, we obviously had some, we've lost three starters out of our World Series rotation so far this year, so I definitely would look to see if I can find a starter, despite getting some real quality starts, from others have stepped up, and which has been great, like Will Warren and others, and now we got this, Cam's in today, he's earned the right to be here, which is exciting to see, so I wish him the best of luck and us the best of luck, and looking forward to seeing how that looks because he's been exciting to watch develop. But certainly love to import a starter, some relievers because our bullpen obviously has been taxed and some injuries, and so an infielder as well if possible. But that's a long list, and I'm not sure if there's a if this will be a deep deadline or not. So I don't know how active, we can be, but we will try to be active, I can tell you that, and we will try to import improvements. That's the gig.
Good enough for me. The New York Post put out a back page that said help wanted, and they had a, four bullets. Multiple starting pitchers, multiple relief pitchers, capable third baseman, righty hitting outfielder, and they put Brian Cashman's name on it. It says contact Brian Cashman. You think that didn't come across his desk? Now, I don't know how he took to that. I think he took to that as like, okay, that's funny. I'm working on it. And he said, a starter, and you definitely need bullpen help because, like, Loizic is cooked. He just hasn't been good. He's been home run derby. I hope Jazz doesn't do the home run derby. We'll get to that later. But, yeah, Loizic is cooked. A good night to see the Weavy Wonder. Dream Weaver. Luke Weaver looked like Luke Weaver again. He figured some things out. And the airbender, D-Train, Devin Williams, like, just to see these guys look like the Yankees again, it makes you feel better about where we're going into this All-Star break and into this trade deadline. Brian Cashman is going to cook. Now, I don't know how much they're going to let him cook. I've told you for weeks and years now, there are 29 teams versus the New York Yankees. There's a Cashman tax. Nobody is trying to just hand Brian Cashman a starter that you could depend on in October. Nobody's trying to hand him two high-leverage relievers. And yes, two, minimum. They need two high-leverage relievers that can get outs in big spots. Because right now, it's in the circle of trust. Tim Hill, Luke Weaver, Devin Williams, Leiter Jr. is on the IL. Loizaga, I think. I don't know what to say about Loizaga. Loizaga today, bro. Randy being Randy, Randy Arozarena is just going to get his in Yankee Stadium. He's like that. And there are some people who were tweeting me, oh, Boone should have left Cam Schlittler in. He should have let him in. And like I already said, no, you protect that kid. Like that kid got to end his night striking out the MLB leader in home runs, who's got more home runs than his teammate Aaron Judge. That kid got to leave to a standing ovation in Yankee Stadium with, his family and friends emotional. Like that was a movie for him. But Lowe gives up a solo shot later to the nine hitter, Cole Young, his first career home run. And I'm just like, no. Like, not good enough. And you kind of had to sweat it out, but the Yankees kept adding runs and adding runs. We'll get into it, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.